Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Ayin Zayin, at the top of Daf Ayin Zayin Amun Aleph, at the new Mishnah, the Pasukim Pashas Emor in Perkov Aleph, Pasuk Zayin states, Isha Zayin V'chalol Lo Yikachu, V'isha Grushim Isha Lo Yikachu, G'kadosh Hu L'Alekov, referring to a Kohen headed, the Torah tells us that he cannot marry a Zayin V'chalola or a Grusha, and the Torah continues and discusses the din of a Kohen Gadol in Pasuk Yud Gimel, and it states, V'hu Isha V'bsulal Yikach, Almanu Grusha V'chalola Zaynas, Il Lo Yikach, Ki Im Besulim Me'am of Yikach Isha, and at least in the Pasha of Kohen Gadol, the Torah tells us that if the Kohen Gadol does have a relationship with one of these women and he has a child, then that child will be considered a cholol, and the Gemara will learn that he's not only referring to the child of a Kohen Gadol, but it refers to the child of a Kohen headed as well, and that child would be a cholol. And as we will see, there is a difference between a male and female child regarding the din of being a cholol. And certainly if a Kohen headed or a Kohen Gadol has a relationship with a woman that he's asa to, and then they have a male child, then that child will be a cholol, and if that male child has another child, and that child is a male child, then that child will also be a cholol, and that will continue until all future generations. And therefore, ben acha ben of a cholol will always remain a cholol. However, ben gei a daughter, that is not the din. And as the Mishnah states, bas chol zacha psulim lakuna la'ilam, that if there is a male cholol and that cholol has a daughter, then that daughter will be considered a cholola, and it will therefore be asa for a kohen to marry her. And when the Mishnah says that it's psulim and akuna loilam, it doesn't mean that this daughter will continue to have chalolim for the future, as it's very possible that her child will not be a chol, as we will explain in a moment. However, the Mishnah means to say that as long as there was a chol, and it doesn't make a difference as to how far back it went in generations, and as long as it was ben acha ben, and therefore if this male chol now has a daughter, that daughter will be considered a chalola. And keep in mind that certainly if a kohen goes and marries this chalola, then any children that they have would be chalola, as it wouldn't make a difference if they have a child that's male or they have a female child, as in either case, that child was born from a relationship that was asa between a kohen and a chalala, and as we know, that a kohen is asa to marry a chalala. However, the Mishnah teaches us that Yisrael shenasa chalala bita ksher l'kuna, that if Yisrael went and married a girl who was a chalala, then certainly there was nothing wrong with Yisrael marrying a chalala, as the is to marry a chalala is only on a kohen, and therefore any daughter that's born from that marriage will be kosher to go and get married to a kohen. And the Mishnah teaches us a third din, that chol shenasa bas Yisrael bita psul l'kuna, that if there's a male chol that marries a bas Yisrael, then the daughter would still be psul l'kuna, as once again, the first daughter that's born from a chol will be psul l'kuna. And the Gemara will ask that l'chayr, it is exactly the same din that we had in the first case of the Mishnah, of bas chol zacha psulim minakun l'aylam, that this daughter was born from a chol who's a zacha, and therefore it's psul minakun l'aylam, and she's considered chalala, and therefore it's the same exact din as this third din of the Mishnah. And as Rashi tells us, that the Gemara will ask that l'chayr is the same case as the Reisha, and the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda tells us the din b'negei ager, that bas ger zacha k'bas chol zacha, that the din of a daughter of a male ger is the same as the daughter of a male cholol, and even though this daughter that's born from a ger is not a ger herself, but she still will be pasul kuna. However, if there was a female ger, a geiris that marries a male that is a Yisrael, then any daughter that they have would be kosher and would not be pasul kuna, and as Rashi says, the time of the kula hani tanoi the pliga begeiris mefarish begemara, and all the reasoning behind the man da amrim that will be chayup in a geir ger will be explained in the Gemara. And as the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov Eima, Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov argues on Rabbi Huda, and he says Yisrael shenasa geiris bita ksheir l'kuna, that if Yisrael marries a geiris, then his daughter will be kosher to marry a kohen. And in regard to this din, he is actually agreeing to Rabbi Huda. However, Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov argues on Rabbi Huda in the next case of a ger shenasa bas Yisrael bita ksheir l'kuna, that if a ger marries a bas Yisrael, then their daughter would still be kosher l'kuna, as both her parents are not gerim, as her mother was a bas Yisrael. However, aval ger shenasa geiris bita psul l'kuna, the only time that we say that there's a female that would be psul l'kuna is only for parents who are both gerim, and it was a ger that married a geiris. And the Mishnah continues, echad ger v'echad avar mishachorim afilo ad yudaris ad shtei ima miYisrael, that as long as there is a family of gerim or avadim mishachorim that continue to marry amongst gerim or avadim mishachorim or and even though they're 10 generations away from the original source of the original ger and the original person that was the Eved Meshuchra, we would still consider all of their children to be gerim and to have a din of Eved Meshuchra until one of them marries a woman who is a full-fledged Jew and didn't have any geris in her lineage. And the Mishnah continues that Rabbi Yisya Eimer, Rabbi Yisya is even makel further, and he states af ger shenasa geris bitek sheril kuna, that even if there is a ger that married a geris, their daughter does not have a din of a ger or a geris. Geris, and she would be kosher to Kuna, and there's no Issifa to marry a Kayin. And our Gemara begins, Mai Lo'ilam, when our Mishnah stated that Baschal Zacha Psulim and Akuna Lo'ilam, what is the term Lo'ilam referring to? And the Gemara states, Ma'o Tema, that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that you may think, Midav and Mitzvah Adami, that maybe the din will be similar to the din of a Mitzvah Adami, Ma'al Alon La'achashleshi Dayers, just like over there, once you get to the third door, then a Mitzvah Adami would be Mutalavi Bakal, Afkanami La'achashleshi Dayers, so maybe the din would be Benegea Chol, then once it's already a third generation Cholol, then it would be Mutta, and he would not be considered a Chol any longer. Kamash 1, that even a third generation Cholol, as long as a Ben Acha Ben, he's still considered a Cholol just like the first generation, and even if it would be 10 generations, we have Ben Acha Ben that are all Chololim, then any daughter that's born from that Cholol would be considered a Cholola and would be Psul Lakuna, and it's only at the point that that Cholola goes and marries a regular Yisrael, would that children not be Chololim any longer, and at that point, the daughter or the son that comes from a Cholola would no longer be a Cholol at all. And in order to make this clearer, if Reuven was a Kohen and he went and did an Issa D'Raisa and he married a Grusha, certainly the din is that his son or his daughter would be a Cholol and Cholola respectively, and the Cholol would be Pasul Kuna and could not do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and it would be also for Kohen to marry this daughter that's a Cholola. And if a Kohen marries the daughter that's a Cholola, any child that is born from this Kohen and the Cholola would certainly be a Cholol. And certainly, since this Kohen had an Issa D'Raisa to marry this Cholola, therefore any children he has from this marriage would be Chololim, and it doesn't make a difference if it would be a male or a female. However, if this daughter that is a Cholola went and got married to a regular Yisrael, then any child that she has would not be a Cholola or would not be Cholol any longer. However, if a male Cholol goes and gets married to a regular Bas Yisrael, then any male child that they have would be considered a Cholol, and that child, although he's a Kohen, would not be able to do the Avodah Beis HaMikdash, and any male child that he has in the future would also be a Cholol. However, although any female child that is born to them would be Pasul Kuna, that only applies to her, but once she would marry a regular Yisrael, then any female child that she would have would be Kasha and would no longer be Pasul Lakuna. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah that we stated Yisrael Shinasa Cholol or Bitek Sheir Lakuna. And the Gemara asks, Minani Mili, how do we notice? And Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yechon said, name Rabbi Shimon, Nemekan Vleichal Zar Ba'amav, in Pashas Emma, Benegir Dinim Chalolim, the Torah states Vleichal Zar Ba'amav, Venem Lalon, and prior to that, in Pasik Dalid, in Pashas Emma, the Torah tells us Vleichal Zar Ba'amav, that a Kohen cannot be metame to a mace, mal one zachar v'lein akevis. Since b'nei gei tumas mace, the Torah tells us emel akoyin b'nei aron, and we learn out b'nei aron v'loy b'nei saron, and the issue for a kohen to be metame l'mace is only by a male kohen and not by a bas kohen. Therefore, afkan zachar v'lein akevis, also b'nei gei din of chalolim, only male kohanim become pasul. However, the akevis and the bas kohen does not become pasul. The Gemara now is el me'ata. If you're telling me that the Torah is telling us that din of chalolim doesn't apply to the akevis at all, so if so, Bita Shel Kohen Gadol Tishrei, if a Kohen Gadol went and married Almana and he has a daughter, then that daughter should be mutter to marry a Kohen. And we know that if a Kohen Gadol is Ivan Issa D'Raisa and he marries Almana, that any child that he has from that marriage will be considered a Cholol, and his daughter will also be Pasul and cannot marry a Kohen. And the Gemara answers that you're correct that any child that's born from a Bias Issa of a Kohen Hedyot or a Kohen Gadol is actually Pasul and cannot marry a Kohen, as Miksib Benoi Zariksib Leichal Zari Ba'amav. The Torah tells us the Lashon Zera, and therefore it tells us that as long as you have a child, then that child will become pasul, and it doesn't make a difference if that child is a male or female. And the Gemara continues that we understand at this point that if a Kohen Gadol has a relationship with Amana, which is Asatim, that his son or his daughter that's born from that marriage will be Asa. But how do you know that if he had a son, and then that son had a daughter, that that daughter will be Asa? And the Gemara now asks, Bas B'nai Tishri, that L'chayra, if a Kohen Gadol marries an Amana and he has a son, and certainly that son is a Cholol, and then that son goes and marries a regular girl, then the daughter that comes out of that marriage would be considered a Cholol. And the question is, why would it be considered a Cholol if l'maisa there was no issa done at that point? And the Gemara answers, k'siv leichal zare, that since the Torah says that he should not be mechal his children, makish zare loy, therefore we make a hekesh between him and his child, mahu bita psula, just like we know that if a kohen has a relation with Amana, that his daughter would be pasul, as we learn from the pasuk leichal zare ba'amav, that since he was boil a bias issa, then any child that comes from there, male or female, would be pasul. And therefore we learn, apinoi bita psula, also when his son goes and has relationship with anyone, then although there was no bias issa, however, the daughter that's born from that marriage would be pasul, and it would be also for a kohen to marry that girl. And the Gemara understands that this would go down generations, and as long as they have a ben acha ben, then they continue to keep this shem cholol forever, and it never comes off of males, and as long as as you continue having zecharim, those zecharim for all future generations will be a chalal. And the Gemara therefore is that l'chayr, if you're telling me that this continues forever and you can't get rid of the din of chalalim, so bas bita tissa, so we should say b'gaya daughters that the same din will apply, that once a daughter becomes a chalal, then her daughter should also be a chalal. And although we know that since it's asur for a kohen to marry a chalala, therefore if this chalala goes and marries a kohen, their children will be chalalim. However, we know that if this girl who's a bas kohen and is a chalala goes and marries a regular Yisrael, then her daughter would be kosher. And why don't we say that the din of chalala continues to future generations? And the Gemara answers Im Kain that if this would be true, then it would come out that all sons ben acha ben would always be considered chalalim, and any daughters, even bas acha bas, would be considered chalalim forever. Then gzeir shav maya hanulei lemais, we had a gzeir shav at the beginning of the Gemara that was brought down from Shimon of lo yichal zayr ba'amav, and it says b'degei tum of lo yitam ba'amav, and we learned out ma'al v'chol nizchar v'lo yinakevis afkan zchar v'lo yinakevis, and therefore we have to explain that the only time the din of zchar v'lo yinakevis applies is once a kohen has a daughter that's a chalala, then if she goes and gets married to Yisrael, then the din chalalis falls off and her daughter would not be considered chalala and she could marry a kohen. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the third case of a Mishnah, chal shenasa bas Yisrael bita psula, and the Gemara asks, hatan le resha, we learned in the resha, bas chal zachar psula menakuna la'ilam, and that is exactly the same din that was saying in the third case of the Mishnah. And the Gemara answers, ayatan resha Yisrael shenasa chalala, tananam yisefa chal shenasa bas Yisrael, that since in the second case of the Mishnah, we spoke about Yisrael that's marrying chalala, therefore we speak about the inverse case of a chol shenasa bas Yisrael, even though we really could learn this from the first case of our Mishnah. The Gemara continues, Masisim like Rav Distoy ben Yehuda, our Mishnah is not like the Shita of Rav Distoy ben Yehuda, because as we said in our Mishnah, that if a chol marries a bas Yisrael, then even if they have a daughter, that daughter would be psulim and akuna, and it would be also for a kohen to marry that girl. However, Rav Distoy ben Yehuda argues on that idea. The Tanya is willing to brace Rav Distoy ben Yehuda imah, Rav Distoy ben Yehuda teaches us, Keshem Shabnei Yisrael mikveh tayol chalolos, that just like we learned that if there's a chalola that marries a Yisrael, that certainly their children would not be chalolim, and none of their children, a son or a daughter, would not be also to get married to a kohen. Kach b'nei son mikveh tayol chalolim. And so too, if a kohen who is a chalol marries a bas Yisrael, then their daughter would not be considered a chalola, and it's only their son that would be considered a chalol. And the Gemara asks, my time Rab disturb Rab Yehuda, what is the reason for Rab disturb Rab Yehuda's din? And Amakra, the pasuk states, leichal zari ba'amav, and we learn out, ba'am echor huda mechal, b'shnei amim einam mechal, and as Rashi states, ba'amav, b'dliksib ba'amav, mashma she'in zari mechal as bitoi, el shehu ve'ishtar me'am echor, and this is only if the kohen and his wife are similar, she'shneim chalolim, and both of them chalolim, but if one of them is not a chalol, then their daughter would not be a chalola, and would not be pasal kuna. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanim, we learned that the Torah tells us, b'negei kohen gadol, lo yichal zari ba'amav, ki ani Hashem kadoshoi, and it teaches us that if he actually does marry someone that he's also to, then his child would be a chalol. And the Gemara therefore asks, in El Zare, we only know that his children become a chalol, he atzumim naim, but how do you know that his wife herself would become pasal kuna? And for example, if this kohen gadol now dies, and this woman wants to go and marry a kohen headed, she would not be able to do so because she's a chalola. And the Gemara tells us, amr kavachayma, that I'll teach you this based on a kavachayma, mazari shalei ova avera miskalol, and since we know that his children do become chalolim, even though they didn't do any avera, he shava avera in adin shemeskalolas, that certainly his wife, who actually did avera, as she married a kohen gadol, and she was amana, so certainly she becomes a chalola, and therefore she would be also to a kohen in the future. And the Gemara is that you can't tell me this kavachayma would be a raya, because who asked me yichayach, I'll bring you a raya from the kohen gadol himself, shava avera. Now, although the kohen gadol himself did an avera and he married Amana, and we know ve'im mischal, that it's only his children that become chalolim, but he himself doesn't become a chalol, and therefore you see, just because someone did an avera doesn't mean that they become a chalol, and therefore you can't bring raya to the wife of a kohen gadol that was an Amana and did a sissa, and there's no raya that she becomes a chalola. And Rashi explains that how do we know that the kohen gadol himself does not become a chalol? Because the pasuk says leichal zarei, and we learn out v'loyes atzmai, and as the Mishnah teaches us in Maseches Bechoros, hanaisi noshim avera pasul achiyda no, that if a kohen gadol or kohen headed goes and does an avera and he marries a woman that's ustim, then at the time they still married this woman, it would be possible for him to do avera achiyda no. But once he makes a neder not to have enough from her, and therefore they would have to separate even avera, at that point he could once again do avera, but we see he doesn't become a chalal. And the Gemara continues and states that he can't bring a raya from a kohen gadol that even though he did avera that he doesn't become a chalal, because malahush can't aim his chal b'chal makrim, that we never find that by a male that they become a chol. And as Rashi brings down, afilu ba shifcha v'ala zayna, that even if a kohen or kohen gadol has a relationship with a shifcha or with a zayna, he doesn't become a chol. in Tayyim Behi, Shemes Chalel B'chol Makayim, and as Rashi says, if a Kuti Chol in the Sin of Mamzel would have be with her, then the woman would become Pasol. And as we learned on Daf Ayin Dalam Beis, that the Pasuk states, Bas Koyin Kisil Ezar, Kibish Nivel Pasol La Pasla, that she does become Pasol once she had be with someone that's Pasol to her, and therefore it makes sense that over here also she'd become Pasol based on the fact that she had be with Koyin Gadol while she's Almana. And the Gemara continues, V'im Nafshech Aloyma, and even for some reason you'll be able to shlug up this Kavu Chayma, would still have a Makar that Almana who marries a Koyin Gadol, that she herself becomes Pasol and she becomes a Chalala. As Amakar, the Pasuk states, Lo Yichal Zarei, and the Mashmais of the words Lo Yichalal is as if it says Lo Yichulal, and the Mashmais is Zeshay Kashav Neschal, that the Torah is talking about a person that at one point was Kosher and was not also to marry a Koyin and now became a Chalal at some point in their life. And therefore, when the Torah uses the Lashon Lo Yichal Zarei, is not necessarily talking about a child, as that child would be considered Pasol from the beginning of his life, as right when this child is born, he's already a Chalal. And therefore, when the Torah uses the term of Lo Yichalal, which is Mashma Lo Yichulal, it must be coming to include that a woman that's an Almana that has a Bias Issa with a Kohen Gadol, she herself becomes a Chalal. And even though earlier in her life she was Kosher to a Kohen, however, at this point she will be also to a Kohen Hedit. And the Gemara continues, Mayim Nafshecha Loima, that's Mashma that the Gemara felt that there was a Pircha on this Kavachema, and therefore the Gemara asks, what was the Pircha? And the Gemara explains, Bechitema, that if you're going to tell me Ikal Mifrach, that you could actually have a Pircha on the Kavachema, Malazarish, can you see us about Vera, that you can't bring a Raya from the children of Kohen, that they become Chalalim, even though they didn't do an Avera, because they were created through an Avera, and therefore we may say that that's why I become Chalalim, and maybe by an Isha, she would not become a Chalala, because she wasn't created through the Avera, even though she was involved in the Avera. And Amakra, that's why the Gemara says, we still have the Pasuk, Leichalal, Leichulal, Zeshay Kashav Neschalal, that must be the Torah is telling us, that not only is a child a Chal, but even the woman that at one point was Kosher to marry a Kohen Hedit, at this point will be also to marry a Kohen Hedit, and she becomes a Chalala. And the Gemara continues that the Torah tells us that a Kohen Hedit and a Kohen Gadol cannot marry a Chalala. And at this point in the Gemara, at least in the Hamina, thinks that a Chalala could be from anyone that there is a Bias Pasul. And therefore, for example, even if Yisrael did an Issa and they went into a Machzor Gushasai, and therefore it was a Bias Pasul, then that child would be considered a Chalala, even though it has nothing to do with Psule Kohen. And therefore, the Gemara starts, Tanar Abana, we learned, Ezi Chalala was the definition of a Chalala. And the Gemara responds, Kol Shenol Dolim and Psulim, anyone that's born from a Bias Pasul. And the Gemara asks, my Psulim, what does that mean when someone's Pasul? Elaim Psulim Lai, that's referring to someone that's Pasul to the person that did this Bia, and even if he's Yisrael, that can't be because of Machzor Gushasai the Psul Lai. And certainly, if Yisrael is Machzor Gushasai, which is certainly Asa, although there was an Issa for the woman to get married to him, Ubaner Kashem, but her children would be Kasha, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, to Eva he to Eva, in Baner to Eva, that only she did an Avera, but the children did not do any Avera, and they did not become Chalalim. So Rabbi Yehuda explains, Hachikama, Ezi Chalala, what is the definition of Chalala? Kashinaldim and Psul Kuna, that is only someone that was born from a Psul Kuna. And the Gemara asks, Hare Amana Gusha Zaina Delay Nalda, we know in the case where a woman who is an Amana or a Gusha or Zaina that marries a Kayin, that even though she did not give birth, but Kahavi Chalala, that she herself becomes a Chalala. So it's not only if there was a birth, and even if the woman herself becomes a Chalala, and therefore it can't be the definition. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rabba, the Rabba explains that certainly we knew that it was Amana or Gusha or Zaina that was over an Issa and had a relationship with a Kayin Headed or a Kayin Gadol, that certainly she becomes a Chalala, but the Gemara's question before was not relevant to the woman herself. And Hachikama, and this is what the Bryce's question was, Ezu Chalala Muskarish Lahela Shasa Kesha Klal, that was the Chalala that we're referring to that never had a Shasa Kesha, Kal Shenoldim and Psul Kuna, is referring to a child that's born from any Psul Kuna. And the Gemara now asks, my Muskarish, what does it mean when Rabbah stated that we're referring to a Chalala that's Muskarish Lahela Shasa Kesha Klal? Or maybe it's about Oven Hachikama, Ezu Chalala Sheikru Medivir Tayyav, Ein Sukhim Farish Medivir Seifrim, what is the Chalala that is the Ikum Medivir Tayyav, and you don't have to come on to any different cipherman in order to explain the death puzzle. Kol Shenoldim and Psul Kuna is referring to the simple case of a child that's born from Psul Kuna, where the Torah states beforeish, V'leichal Zarei Ba'amav, that if you do have a Bias puzzle, then your child becomes puzzle. However, in order to teach us that a woman that had a Bia that was puzzle, that she becomes a Chalala, that we actually had to learn out from various psukim and from the Kal V'chema, and it wasn't from a puzzle that was beforeish, and therefore that's not what the Brisa was referring to. And the Gemara continues, turn around, we looked at the Brisa, Amona, 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 if a Kohen Gadol was over and he had a beer with an Amona, 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 which the Gemara will define on Amma Beis, in a Chayiv al Achas, then the Kohen Gadol will only be Chayiv one Malkus, Gusha, 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 and similarly, if a Kohen Gadol or Kohen Hedid had a relationship with a Gusha, 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 in a Chayiv al Achas, he's also only Chayiv one Malkus, Amana Gushim Chalalo Zayna, if Rachel was married to Reuven and Reuven died and Rachel became an Amana, and then Rachel went and got remarried to Shimon and Shimon divorced her, so now she's a Grusha, then Rachel got married either to Kohen Hedid or to Kohen Gadol, and of course at that point she couldn't get married either to Kohen Gadol or to Kohen Hedid because she was an Amana and a Grusha, and therefore at that point she became a Chalala as she had a Bias Issa to a Kohen. And then even if Rachel got divorced and she's now a Pnuya, but then she had a relationship with a Karev or she had a relationship with a Mamzer, and therefore she has a Din of a Zayna at this point, so now that Rachel is Amana Grusha of a Chalala Zayna, and then she gets married to a Kohen Gadol, Bizman she could say the Chayva Cholachas Vachas, and as long as it was in this order that she first became Amana, then a Grusha, then a Chalala, then a Zayna, then she'd be Chayv on all four Isurim, Zintze ben Ischal, ben Ischash, ben Ischalmano, in the Chayv al-Achas. However, if it's in the opposite order, then she would only Chayv one Issa and only one Malkus, and the Gemara will explain all these dinim. And the Gemara begins, Amamar, that we just said, Amana, 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 in the Chayv al-Achas, Hay Amana, Hechidami, what is the case of the Braisa? And the Gemara says, Ilema Shabal, Amanas Ruven, Valmanas Shimon, Valmanas Levi, that if the case is where Kayan went and had a relationship with the Amana of Ruven, the Amana of Shimon, the Amana of Levi, and he actually had Bia with three separate women, Rachel, Leah, and Bilah, Amay in Chayiv al-Achas, then why should he only be Chayiv one Malkus? We continue on Daf Ayin Zayin and Beis, Hari Gufim Mukhlakim, Hari Shemus Mukhlakim. There was no reason to say that you only Chayiv one Malkus if Lemaisa, the Kayan, had a Bia with Rachel, Leah, and Bilah, and they were separate Gufim, and they were also different names because the reason why they were Asar and they were considered Amanis was because Rachel was married to Reuven, Leah was married to Shimon, and Bilah was married to Levi, and therefore the Isurim were not from the same person. And of course, as long as the Kohen received the Hasra on all of these different Bias, then certainly he should be Chayiv multiple Malkus, and why would the Braisa state that Amana, Amana, Amana in Chayiv ala Achas? And Taisa points out that really the Gemara didn't have to say Hari Gufim Mechulakim v'Shemus Mechulakim, as even if it wouldn't be Shemus Mechulakim, as long as there were three separate people, then certainly the Kohen would be Chayiv three different Malkus. Ayin Taisa at the top of the Amid, Hari Gufim Mechulakim v'Shemus Mechulakim. And Hagamar continues and explains El Shabal Amana Achas Shalosh Bias, that the case was where Kohen Gadol had a relationship with one Amana and he had three Bias with her, Hechidami. And the Gemara asks, what is the case? Idlai Isra Bey, if they didn't give a proper Asra between each of these Bias, then Pshita in the Chayiv al Achas, then certainly the Kohen Gadol would only be Chayiv one Malkus because he only had Asra on one of the Isurim, El Isra Bey Akol Chada V'Chada. And if the case is that Kohen Gadol received Asra on each of the times that he did Bia, so Amai in the Chayiv al Achas, why would you think that he'd only be Chayiv one time? And why is the Braisa state that he's only Chayiv one Malkus? But we learned in the Mishnah, in Mesechtes Malkus, Nazir Shoy Shoysiyai and Kalayim Kulay, if there was a Nazir that was drinking wine the entire day, Ein Chayiv al Achas, since he only had one Asra, he'd only be Chayiv for one Malkus, or Muloy Al Tishta Al Tishta. But if they tell him, don't drink, and they tell him again, do not drink, V'Shoysa, and he keeps on drinking Chayiv al Kalach Vachas, then for every Asra, he'll be Chayiv an additional Malkus. And the Dvar Mesechtes Malkus points out that even though the Gemara says that he said Al Tishta Al Tishta, and it's mashmal as all what the Hasra was, but Lishna Klilu Nakat, this is really not the full Lashon, as it's a shortened Lashon, the Be'inu Shiyemulai, Al Tishta Kadesh Lai Tilka, as certainly the Hasra has to be much more clear, and the Edom have to say, don't drink wine, because if you do so, you'll get Malkus. Inami, the Ritva says a Chiddush, Kivin Hasra Rishayna Hisub by Ligamri, that since in the original Hasra, they gave him proper Hasra, and they gave him a full fledged Hasra, Mistayim Basra Sachrainis, Belashon Al Tishta Luchud, the Kula Kamaisa Kaima, then even on the second and any further Asrais, as long as they say Lashon Al Tishta, then it goes back on the original Asra, and therefore we consider a valid Asra, and you'd still get Malkus, even though you didn't give a full-fledged Asra. And also keep in mind that although Benegay and Nazir, we said, in the Chayiv Al-Achas, that means that you only Chayiv one for drinking wine, but certainly any Nazir that will get Malkus for drinking wine, he'll also be over on Le'achal Devarei, and therefore he'll get Malkus for being over on his Neda as well. And the Gemara continues and explains, Le'tzricha, Shabal, Manas Reuven, Shohisal, Manas Shimon, Shohisal, Manas Levi. The case was, Rachel got married to Reuven and then Reuven died. Rachel got married to Shimon and then Shimon died. And then Rachel got married to Levi and then Levi died. And then a Kohen Gadol went and had Bia with Rachel or got married to her. And Lemaisa, she's an Amana from three different men. And Marotema, Reishemus Mukhlakin, we would think that Lemaisa, since her Issa comes from three separate men, because she's an Amana from Reuven as well as from Shimon as well as from Levi, so maybe he would receive three Malkus. Kamashmalan, Gufa Mukhlakin, being on Veleka. And the Chiddush of the Braisa is that even though this Kohen Gadol had Bia with a woman that had three different Shemais, as she's Amana from Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, but the Maisa, since he only had Bia with one woman, therefore he's only Bichayev for one Malkus for each of his Bias that he did based on each Asra. And certainly, if the Kohen Gadol had multiple bias with Rachel, and between each bia he had an additional asura, then certainly there would be a chiyah for multiple makas. But over here we're talking about a scenario where it was only one asura, and therefore since this kohen gadol only had one bia with Rachel, so he'd only be chayiv one makas. The Gemara continues and quotes from the Braisa that we learned in the Braisa that if there's a kohen gadol had one bia with Rachel, and Rachel was an almana as well as a grusha v'chalola as well as a zayna, then as long as Rachel became an almana first and then a grusha and then a chalola and then a zayna, then chayiv al kol achas v'achas, the kohen gadol would be chayiv for each of these shemis. Even though he only had one bia with Rachel, he'd still be chayiv for malchus. However, the Braisa also taught us that if Rachel first became a zayna and then a chalola and then a grusha and then almana and then a kohen gadol had a relation with her, then he would only be chayiv for one malchus. And the Gemara now is haytana ma'kasava. What does the tana of this Braisa hold? If he holds that one issa could be chal another issa, ipchanami, then who cares what the seder was? Even if the Rachel became a zayin and then a chalal and then a grusha and then a almana and then a kohen gadol had a relation with her, lechayre he should be chayiv for different malchus. And the ikasava ain issa chal issa. And if he holds that issa cannot be chal another issa, afilu considered as a nami loy, then even if you go in that order, an almana and then a grusha and then a chalal and then a zayin, then he should still only be chayiv one. And Rav explains haytana issa chal issa lesley, that in chanami this tana does not hold that the issa could be chal an issa. However, issa meisiv islay, that even though one issa cannot generally be chal another issa, that's only if they're equally surim. However, if there's anything additional to that second issa, then that could be chal on the first issa. And although Rashi and Agamara explains what an issa meisiv is, the lashon of Ritva is clearer for Agamara. The Ritva states, "Pirish issa meisiv kol shen neisiv b'chatichazu treisiv chumra b'issa achrin yosal rishon." As long as there's some sort of chumra that's on this issa achrin more than the rishon, heil l'nesa rishon kagoyin shen neisiv b'issa na or chumra achrin, and doesn't make a difference if this hisafa is just a hisafa in the chumra of the issa. And for example, beforehand there was no issa na, and now it became an issa na, or shen neisiv b'issa achrim, or that the second issa added on and increased an issa for other people shloihin esarim b'issa rishon, and they didn't have the same issa in the first issa, as we will see both of these ideas in our Gemara. And our Gemara now explains almana asur l'kohen gadol. When Rachel became an almana, she became asur to kohen gadol, and that was her first issa. V'shayil kohen hadit. At that point, she was still mutter to go and marry a kohen hadit, because of course a kohen hadit is only asur to grusha and not to almana. Havil grusha. Once Rachel went and got married to another man, and then she became a grusha, migud tais l'isur l'gabi kohen hadit. So at this point, since this issa of being asur to a grusha is not only to a kohen gadol but also to kohen hadit, so once there was a taisis issa, so then the tais l'isur l'gabi kohen gadol, even the kohen gadol would still be asur to Rachel, not only because she's an almana, but the kohen gadol would also have an issa to marry Rachel based on the fact that she's a grusha. The Gemara continues, "V'dayin shayil mechel b'tshuma," that even though Rachel was a almana or a grusha, she's still mutter to go back to her father's house and still a tshuma. And therefore, if at this point Rachel goes and gets married a third time, and as a grusha she goes and gets married either to kohen gadol or to kohen hadit, or based on being an almana she marries a kohen gadol, and therefore she was eiva an issa in this marriage. So at this point, as we learned beforehand, that any woman that marries someone that is asta based on issakuna becomes a chalala and havilo chalala. At this point, once she becomes a chalala, migu de taisiv isuril mechel b'tshuma. So since there's an taisis issa, as prior to this she was not asta tshuma, and now that she's a chalala, she's asta tshuma. Itaisiv isuril gabi kohen gadol, and therefore this issa would also apply to kohen gadol. And now the kohen gadol will asta to Rachel based on the fact that she's a almana, she's a grusha, and also a chalala. Elazayna my issa meisif is bay. And the Gemara asks, but the gay zayna, what type of issa meisif are you increasing on her? And why would the kohen gadol be chayiv for malchus? And Amar Rav Chanan bar Rav Kanina, Hoil v'shem znus, paisel b'Yisrael, that there is an issa meisif in a gay zayna, as when Rachel was an almana or a grusha or a chalala, there was no problem for her to marry Yisrael. However, we know if Rachel would be married and she's an eishes ish and she would be mizana, then even if her husband was Yisrael, at that point she'd become asa to her husband based on the fact that she was mizana. And therefore, as Rashi says, Hachinami afagav d'haiznus lav tachas baylahu, that even though when Rachel was mizana, she was not necessarily married to a husband, miu shem znus eshchem bei meisiv ba'alma, but we find by the gate a katzer znus that it's actually issa meisiv, because it would also be an issa for Yisrael as well. And therefore, over here also we consider it an issa meisiv, and that's why if a kohen gadol goes and marries this woman, and even according to the Mandama that in issa chal issa, he would still be chayiv for malchus, number one for marrying an almana, number two for grusha, number three for chalala, and number four for a zayna. But if it would be in the opposite way, since we're going with Fina Mandamana in the Sechal Issa, so therefore, certainly, once this woman is a zayna, you're not adding on to anything by the fact that she becomes a chalala, and that's not an issa meisiv, and therefore we have the klal of in the Sechal Issa, and that's why the Braisa makes sense that if Rachel Yisrael first became a Zayna, and then a Chalola, and then a Grusha, and then a Amana, then we have a concept of Ein Yisrael Chalisa. And if at this point the Kohen Gadol goes and marries Rachel or has a relationship with Rachel, he'll only be Oiva on one Lav, and he'll only receive one Malkus. And the Gemara continues, Tani Tanakh made Rav Sheshes, and Amir, who was an expert in Brises, said the following Brisa in front of Rav Sheshes. This Brisa will discuss the following two Psukim in Pashas Emma, Benegei Kohen Gadol, as the Pasuk states that Behu Ishu B'Sula Yikach, that a Kohen Gadol could only marry a Besula, and it says Lashu Yikach, and then the Pasuk says, Almano Gusha, Bechalol Zaina, as Idle Yikach, Kim Besula Me'am of Yikach Isha. And the Brisa teaches us, Kol Shu B'Yikach, that any woman that is possible for a Kohen Gadol to marry, Hareu B'Lo Yikach, then there would be an Issa of Lo Yikach if he goes and marries her while he should Almano Gusha, Chalol Zaina, but Kol Shaina B'Yikach, if a Kohen Gadol could never marry this woman in any case, then in the B'Lo Yikach, then there's never Issa of Lo Yikach. And even if a Kohen Gadol marries this woman while she's Almano Gusha, Chalol Zaina, he won't be over on that Issa. And certainly this Bryce is very cryptic, but the Bryce itself tells us that it's coming to exclude that if there's a Kohen Gadol that has a relationship with his sister who is now an Amana, then although certainly he was over on the Issa of being Mizana with his sister, however the Kohen Gadol would not receive Malkus for being over the Issa of Amana Laikach. And the Gemara states, Amalei, so Rav Sheshes said to the Samira, the Amal Chamani, that who is this Bryce going like? And the Gemara explains, Rav Shimini must be going Rav Shimin, the Amma Ein Issa Chalissa, who holds that the Issa cannot be Chalissa. The time is going to the Bryce, Rav Shimon Eimah, Ha'ichel Nevela B'yem Kippurim Pata, that if someone eats a Nevela on Yom Kippur, he'd be Pata for the Issa of eating on Yom Kippur, because since Nevela is Asa even before Yom Kippur, therefore the Issa of Yom Kippur could not be Chal on Nevela as Ein Issa Chalissa. And Rashi explains that doesn't make a difference if this animal was already in Nevela before Yom Kippur, and then the Issa of Yom Kippur cannot be Chal on the Issa of Nevela, but even if it was not Nevela prior to Yom Kippur, and then on Yom Kippur this animal died, the Issa of Yom Kippur would still not be Chal on this Nevela, because Lemaisa, even prior to Yom Kippur, this animal could not be eaten because it was Eivah Menachai. And the Gemara continues, Dei Rabbanon, if this Brisa would be going like Rabbanon Ha'amri, but Rabbanon hold Issa Chal Issa, that Issa can be Chal Issa, and therefore, why shouldn't the Issa of Amon Leikach apply to a Kayan sister as well? And the Gemara responds, Afilu Tame Rabbanon, really we could say that this Brisa is going like Rabbanon, Ki Amri Rabbanon Issa Chal Issa, and even though Rabbanon say that Issa could be Chal Issa, Hani Mili Issa Chamal Issa Chal, that is only when you have an Issa Chamal that's trying to be Chal and Issa Chal. And for example, the Issa of Yom Kippur, which is Issa Chamal, can be Chal and an Issa Chal of Nevela. However, Avol Issa Chal, Issa Chamal, Loi Chayil, that even Rabbanon that generally hold that an Issa could be Chal Issa, don't hold that an Issa Chal could be Chal and Issa Chamal. And therefore, since the Kohen Gadol's sister was also to him in any case, based on the fact that she was his sister, therefore, even though at this point she becomes Amana, the Issa Amana Loi Chayil does not apply in that scenario. The Gemara continues, Ikadamri others say, Hamani Rabbanani, that this price is going like Rabbanon, the Amri, that they hold Issa Chal Issa, Vichiam Rabbanon Issa Chal Issa, Hanimili Issa Chamal Issa Chal, and the only time Rabbanon said that Issa could be Chal Issa is only, for example, by the case of Yom Kippur and Nevela, where an Issa Chamal is being Chal and Issa Chal, Aval Issa Chal, Issa Chamal, Loi Chayil, but certainly the Issa Chal of Amon Leikach cannot be Chal on the Issa Chamal of marrying your sister. And this version of Gemara, the Gemara states that Rab Shimon, as if the Brisa would be Rab Shimon, Hashta Issa Chamal Issa Chal, Loi Chayil, if Rab Shimon holds that the Issa of Yom Kippur can't even be Chal on the Issa Nevela, which is only an Issa Chal, so Issa Chal, Issa Chamal, Biboy, that certainly an Issa Chal of Amon Leikach, so can certainly not be Chal on Issa Chamal of Achaisai. And the Gemara responds that potentially the Brisa could be going even if you're Rab Shimon, and Marotema Issa Kuna Shiny, as the Chiddush Rab Shimon is, that you may have thought that maybe the Issa Kuna is different. And since we find many Yisurim that are only relevant to a Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedid, and not relevant to other Yisraelim, so one may think that the Torah stated that there are special Yisurim that are going to be relevant to a Kohen Gadol and to a Kohen Hedid that don't follow the standard din in the Torah. And even though generally we would say that in Issa Chal Issa, but in the Gei these Yisurim that are special Yisurim that apply to Kohen Hedid and Kohen Gadol, maybe they would apply even when it's Issa Chal Issa. Kamash Mulan, that even in this case, Rav Shimon holds in Issa Chal Issa. And the Gemara continues, Omli Rapap Labai, Rapap asked the following question to Abai, Yisrael Abba Lachaisai, if Yisrael had a relationship with his sister, and certainly that is a Bias Issa, so Zayna Mashvala, certainly she becomes a Zayna, and therefore this woman would not be able to go and marry a Kohen. Chalala Mashvala, Eloi Mashvala. And Rapap's question to Abai is, do we say that this woman would also be considered a Chalala, and if a Kohen had a relationship with her, the Kohen would be over on marrying a Zayna as well as a Chalala, or do we say that she does not become a Chalala? And keep in mind that at this point, the Gemara does not understand that the only way for a woman to become a Chalala is only when she has a relationship with a Kohen and a Bias Issa to the Kohen. For example, if a Kohen marries a Grusha, or if a Kohen Gadol marries an Almana, or if a Kohen marries a Zayna, then that woman becomes a Halala. But if a woman has a relationship that is not one of the Yisuri Kuna, and it's not one of the Psule Kuna, then she does not generally become a Halala. But at this point in the Gemara does not understand that point. And Rav Papa explains this question, what do we say? This is a Kavachema. And just like that, if there's a Bas Yisrael who's the Almana, and she marries a Kohen Gadol, or she's a Grusha, and she marries a Kohen Hedget or a Kohen Gadol, that she becomes a Halala. So certainly, if she had a relationship which is a Chayvei Krisis, which is much more Chamor, then certainly she should become a Halala. Or do we say in Halala, Mesukuna, that the only time that a woman becomes a Halala is only when the Bia that she did was an Issakuna, but not because she actually had a Bias Issa. And therefore, even though she did a much worse Issa, and she was Mizana with her brother, she does not necessarily become a Halala. And the Gemara answers, Amalei, Abai, response to her Papa, in Halala, Ela Mesukuna, Bilbad, that the only time a woman becomes a Halala is only if she was Eva of one of these Suri Kahuna, for example, as we mentioned before, Almanah Kohen Gadol or a Grusha to Kohen Hedit, etc. And the Gemara continues that although generally we find that Abai and Rava are Chaylik, but over here the Gemara tells us, Rava states, Minah Milsa the Amrabanan in Halala El Misakuna was the Makar for Abai's din that he just brought down, that a Halala is only from an Issakuna. And he brings a Braisa as the Tani we learned to the Braisa, Layam Grusha be Kohen Gadol with his Bekavachim and Kohen Hedit, Lemaisa the Terror brings Isurim be the Gay Kohen Hedit, and also brings Isurim be the Gay Kohen Gadol. And since been a gay Kohen Hedit, the Terror already tells us, Isha Zayna v'chalal layikachu, and then the Torah says, v'isha grusha me'isha layikachu, and since the Kohen Gadol started off as a Kohen Hedit, and therefore these Yisurim apply to him, so the Gemara is now bothered that why did the Torah have to tell us once again, v'negei Kohen Gadol, amana grusha v'chalal zaynas el layikach, all it should have said is amana layikach, and we'd be able to learn the Issa grusha from a kavachem of a Kohen Hedit, and by no amina, we would say, hashla Kohen Hedit asura, if the Kohen Hedit was already asa to a grusha, the Kohen Gadol mebayi, that certainly a Kohen Gadol would be asa to a grusha, as certainly originally he was a Kohen Hedit, and therefore the Issa continues. And as Rashi states, the Kohen Gadol mebayi made you do say Nesra love, since he originally was a Kohen Hedit, therefore he's already asa to a grusha. And the Gemara explains, Lama Nemar, so why is it the Torah states that a Kohen Gadol is asa to a grusha? And the Gemara explains, Kashem Shechaluka Grusha Mizayin V'chalala B'Kohen Hedit, that since B'de Gei a Kohen Hedit, the Torah specifies that there's separate Chalukim between a Zayin V'chalala and a grusha, as the Pasuk says, Isha Zayin V'chalala Layikachu, and there's a separate Issa of Isha Grusha Me'isha Layikachu. And therefore, certainly, if a Kohen Hedit would have beer with a grusha who is also a Zayin V'chalala, he would be over on three separate Yisurim, so Kachaluka B'Kohen Gadol, and therefore, even though B'de Gei a Kohen Gadol, the Torah puts them all together and states, Amanu Grusha V'chalala Zayinah is El Layikach, we would also learn that considered separate Yisurim, and if a Kohen Gadol has a relationship with one woman who's an Amana, a Grusha, a Chalala, and a Zayna, he would be Chayiv for Malkias. And the Gemara asks, Pshita, the Lachir, we wouldn't need this Pasuk to teach us it then. As Migrugar, do you think that now he became a Kohen Gadol, so his status actually makes him less of a Kohen, and his Yisurim become weaker? Certainly his Yisurim are at least as strong as when he was a Kohen Hedit, and just like when he was a Kohen Hedit, the Issa of Grusha and the Issa of Zayna was separate Yisurim, therefore when he's a Kohen Gadol, the same applies. If he had a relationship with a Grusha and a Zayna, then he would be Chayiv to Malkis. And as Rashi says, V'chiv M'pleish Nasa Kohen Gadol Nismatik Lushasai Haloi Medutusa Nechaka Lav L'Shnei Navin. And therefore the Gemara is back to its original question, that why do we have to say the Issa Grusha by a Kohen Gadol if we already said it by a Kohen Hedit? And the Gemara therefore states, El Gashem Shechaluka Grusha Mizayin V'chalala B'Kohen Hedit, that the Torah is telling us that just like B'negei a Kohen Hedit, we find that the separate Issa B'negei a Grusha and the separate Issa B'negei a Zayin V'chalala Kach Amana Chaluka Migrusha V'chalala Zayin B'Kohen Gadol, that even though B'negei a Kohen Gadol, it brings down all four Yisurim in one Issa, and the Pasuk combine them all and says, Almana Grusha V'chalala Zayin as El Laikach, the Torah adds in the extra Issa of Grusha B'negei a Kohen Gadol, even though we didn't have to say it once again B'negei a Kohen Gadol, in order to teach us this din, that just like B'negei a Kohen Hedit, all of the Yisurim are considered separate Yisurim, therefore B'negei a Kohen Gadol, all four Yisurim are considered separate Yisurim. Keep in mind that Rava was trying to bring a raif in his Braisa, that the din is that in Chalala Elam Issakuna, and from the first part of Braisa, certainly we don't see this, but the Braisa now continues, Chalala Elam Anemra, and the Gemara continues and asks a similar question, B'negei a Chalala, that since the Pasuk B'negei a Kohen Hedit states, Isha Zayin V'chalala Layikachu, why would the Torah once again have to tell us an Issa of Chalala by a Kohen Gadol, if certainly since originally he was a Kohen Hedit, so the Issa Chalala still applies, and why did the Torah state, Amana Grusha V'chalala Zayin as El Layikach B'negei a Kohen Gadol? The Gemara answers that the reason why the Torah once again wrote the Issa of Chalala B'negei a Kohen Gadol is to teach us this din, that in Chalala Elam Issakuna, and as Rashi four lines on the bottom states, Mikra Yisiri Dashinon, the Haidahada Kasva, Lahari Kasva Loima, Shetilma Meseda Amma, Chalala Achal almana gusha she'ini suru noyig el bekoinim, that since it only speaks about the isav chalala after it spoke about almana gusha, so therefore we see the isav chalala is only relevant if she actually had a bias psul with the koin. V'lekasva achazena, that's why b'negei a koin gadol the Torah doesn't state the lashon chalala after we spoke about a zayna loymelcha she'ini kras chalala el bias psul kuna levada v'loym bias isav hanoyig api yisrael ayin in Rashi. And although we already have makar that in chalala elam isakuna, the Gemara continues with this pasuk, as the pasuk b'negei koin gadol also talks about the isa of zayna to koin gadol, and we already saw that b'negei koin had it, and therefore once again the Gemara asks zayna lamanemra, why does it say the isa zayna b'negei koin gadol if we already saw that as a koin had it he was already asa to zayna? And the Gemara explains nem kan zayna v'nem la lan zayna, that since it says the din of zayna by a koin gadol and it also says b'negei koin had it, when the Torah talks about a child becoming a chalal, it only tells us this after we said the isurim b'negei koin gadol, as the pasuk states in Perikop Aleph, Pasuk Tezayin in Pashas Emar, V'lo yichal zar ba'amav ki ani Hashem mekadoshoy, and that is after the Pasha of Kohen Gadol. One may have thought that the only time that a child becomes a Chol is only when a Kohen Gadol had a relationship with someone that was us to him. But if a Kohen Hedid had a relationship with someone that was us to a Kohen Hedid, maybe his child would not become a Chol, and therefore we learn out Ma'kan zari chulin, that just like b'negei Kohen Gadol, the child is a Chol, Afalon zari chulin, also b'negei Kohen Hedid, the child is a Chol. And the Gemara continues and tells us something which is very simple, but ultimately it puts the sugya into perspective. That Amr Rav Ashi now explains Hilkoch, and therefore based on these kolim, koyin abala chayzai, if a koyin headed or a koyin gadol have a relationship with a sister who is a pnia and she was never a gusha or an almana, and we continue on daf ayin chesam and alav zayin mashla chalal le mashla. So at that point, this woman is only a zayna and not a chalala. The reason why she's a zayna is because she had a bia with someone that was pasapar and someone that was asta based on the issacharis. But lemaisa, this woman could not be considered a chalala at this point, and she didn't have any bias issa that was based on kahuna, as this woman was a pnuya and was not almana gusha, and at that point was not a zayna, and therefore when her brother the kohen had a relationship with her, he was only either on the issa of having a relationship with his sister, and therefore she became a zayna, but she's not a chalala, and therefore if another kohen comes and now has a relationship with this woman, he will only be either on having a relationship with the zayna, he would not be chayiv to malchus, as lemaisa he did not have a relationship with the chalala. However, chazu bala, if this kohen himself once again has a beer with her, or if it was another kohen that went ahead and had a beer with her, since she was already a zayna at this point, so the kohen could not have a relationship with her, and once a kohen has a relationship with the zayna, then the woman herself becomes a chalala, because as we defined before, that a chalala is someone that has a beer with someone that is us to them based on kahuna, and therefore at this point, this woman is now a zayna and a chalala, and if another kohen, or if this kohen himself went and had a relationship with her once again, then he'd be chayiv two malchus, one for being bar on a zayna and one for having a relationship with the chalala, and we will stop over here.